Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, a couple of representatives from the Chickasha Community Theater. We have Shannon Billiou. Good morning, Shannon. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And we have Ford Filson with us. Ford, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, and good to have you on the show. We're going to be talking about an upcoming performance with the Community Theater, The Elephant Man, that'll be coming up here in just a few weeks. So we'll get some insight on that and also some other activities for the Community Theater as we wrap up the 2025 season. Our program today brought to you by Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So let's start with Shannon. You're the director for The Elephant Man coming up. So talk about the reasons you wanted to kind of lead this play.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so I chose The Elephant Man by Bernard Pomerantz, and it is part of our After Dark series, which is more geared for serious dramas and more adult attention span sort of stories. And what really drew me to this was not only that he is a historical character person that you can look up and learn about, but it's just a matter of someone who just wants to be treated like others and not made a spectacle of. And he finds someone in Dr. Frederick Treves that gives him that hope and that promise to pull him out of a sideshow situation into as much of a normal life as he can have under his medical conditions.
Happened in the late 19th century and a man with some really serious deformities, Ford. So talk about your interest in the character.
I like the fact that it was based on a real person and that he was just a beautiful soul, really, more than anything. And he wanted to be seen for that. He was an artist. He loved poetry and he loved the theater, opera, and he built like a model of St. Philip Church in. It was a church there in London at the time, and he was interested in all these things, and so I just want to be able to express the human side of him and represent him for what he really wanted to be seen as.
Obviously, led a difficult life, Shannon, and yes. Especially back in the late 19th century, as we mentioned. So. Give us a little history of him and maybe how he was discovered.
So from what we understand, and the play gets into it briefly, so he worked in a warehouse as a child because work was difficult not only for him to do physically, but to be accepted and to do. And after that, he got pulled into sideshow work, and he had a manager there.
How old was he about that? Do you know about what time he did that?
I would think late teens to early 20s, mm-hmm. because when our script picks up, he's around 20 years old, 21, and he's already actively doing the sideshow at that point. And so our play only kind of discusses his history as a child. We don't actually see him grow up on stage, that sort of thing. And so he only lived to be 27 years old before he passed. And so the play follows the last 6 years of his life. So he could have started the sideshow anytime in his late teens to early 20s. And then he meets Dr. Frederick Treves, who wants to kind of study him and help him live as much of a normal life as he can, which they set up with the London Hospital and get him residency there, so he's out of the public eye, but he can also try to live as what they call normal as possible.
Right. Can you talk about his deformities a little bit? And, I'm sure people were just shocked when they approached him and probably tried to avoid him as much as they could.
Yes. He, as Shannon said, he had a very difficult, normal life, outside of, mm-hmm. being a circus freak and all that. So he, what they believe today that he suffered from was, a disorder called Proteus syndrome.
And what is that exactly?
It's a disorder that affects both the bones and skin, and people might have like bony growths over certain like ligaments and like body parts, and in the Elephant Man's case, he was it was very severe. I mean, he had a few operations done, like to help with like his mouth and stuff like that, because you know his it was before, like he was very hard to understand, so they needed to do something to help with his speech. Mm-hmm. But they don't know for sure today if it really was Proteus syndrome, because his bones were so heavily bleached when they were preserving it, his skeleton. And so, you know, it was all washed away. They couldn't really tell for sure. So,
and to build off what Ford is saying, the term elephant man came from, they initially thought it was elephantitis, and people didn't know what to call him. And we've learned about that it wasn't that throughout the process with Dr. Treves, and we discussed that a little bit in the script. And then now with the research of his skeleton and all of that is where we've got this additional information of what it could have possibly been.
I've got a small cast for this performance.
Yes, we have 9 actors, most from the Chickasha area, but we do have a few from Oklahoma City and Norman that came out to be a part of the show. If you are a Chickasha Community Theater regular, you'll recognize some people like Dan Critchfield or maybe Melanie Bilyeu that have done a handful of shows with us. And Ford actually started out with us in the Chickasha area and then grew up and went out to the big city and I guess was interested enough in this show to come on back home for a performance, and we're so happy to have him.
So is this your first performance in a while?
In a while, yeah. The 7 years, I think.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, I my journey with CCT began in 2011. I did a show called A Christmas Story, which you might be familiar with. I played the bully Scott Farkas, and Shannon played the mother of Ralphie, and. And yeah, that was a fun time. I had a lot of fun with that character, and it made me fall in love with acting. And I did another show after that, like a couple of months later, called I Hate Shakespeare. That was my senior show for Chickasha mm-hmm. High School, and I got the Tim Drummond's Memorial Scholarship, and. And then I did The Importance of Being Earnest and Becky's New Car and now The Elephant Man.
What made you come back? Just missed it?
I missed it. Yeah. I really like what CCT was doing, you know, with the After Dark series. I think, you know, like I like mature theater, you know, I like heavy subject matter and as long as the story's good, you know, I think I can, you know, deliver something to it.
Thanks for spending time with us this weekend on The Cool Conversation. We're talking to Shannon Bilyeu and Ford Filson with the Chickasha Community Theater. The Elephant Man is coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Shannon, give us the dates and times and all that.
Yes, so we are going September 4th through the 6th at 7:30, and then Sunday, September 7th at 2 o'clock down at the Ouachita Theater, which is 509 Chickasha Avenue.
And tickets are on sale now, or you can get them at the door?
Yes, tickets are available right now in person at Jay's Jewelry in downtown Chickasha or online at www.chickashatheater.org. We also sell tickets at the door. I believe it's an hour before showtime they're available. You can just come to the theater in the box office.
Talk about the set, and there's 2 acts, is that right?
Yes, we have 2 acts, and the first act kind of follows the Elephant Man's journey up to meeting Dr. Treves. So we have a bunch of short scenes where he's in the sideshow, where he gets arrested and moves to London.
Why'd he get arrested?
Because basically they were trespassing, so his manager for the sideshow is not a good guy. And they got caught trespassing and got kicked out. And then his manager is like, I'm done with you, and basically pays off the police and the train station to take him somewhere else and drop him off. So we follow him there. And then the second act is primarily in the hospital room at the London Hospital, where he spends most of the rest of his life.
Ford, how long was he in the hospital?
6 years, the rest of his life, from 1884 to 1890. So, yeah.
All right. Talk about the research you did to get ready for your role.
So I just did some general research online. You know, I watched a bunch of YouTube videos, some documentaries. There was one particular documentary called Meet the Elephant Man, where they tried to actually recreate what the Elephant Man not only looked like, but how he walked and how he sounded and everything. And that gave me pretty much everything I needed to build this character. And yeah, it's been a physical challenge for sure, but it's been a lot of fun. You know,
have to change your voice any for
I do, yes. I have to speak in a British accent, and that's a
practice, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And but I enjoy doing it. It's been such a rewarding process to play this character.
Let's talk about some of the other actors, actresses in the show.
Yes. So we have Jesse Cano, who is playing. We have actors that play multiple characters within the show. And Jesse is playing Ross, who is John Merrick's manager at the beginning. And then he's also playing a porter, who is one of the basic orderlies at the hospital, as well as Lord John, who is a historical character that comes to visit the hospital and kind of funds part of the Elephant Man's stay. And then we have Dan Critchfield, who is playing Dr. Frederick Treves for us. And him and Ford have a lot of scenes, just the two of them, that kind of explain the history and the relationship between those two men. And then we are fortunate enough to have David Burkhart come out from Oklahoma City to play Carr Gom, who is the hospital administrator. And he only believes in science and money. And so he comes in and just kind of keeps business up front and makes it very clear that the Elephant Man is welcome to stay as long as he likes, also as long as there's funding to support him.
Right. Michaela Loftus also in the show?
Yes, we have Michaela Loftus, who is playing multiple characters. Michaela is one of our pinheads from the sideshow, and also playing the Snork, who is one of the hospital orderlies, as well as the Duchess from, which is one of his visitors. So John Merrick had many famous people that wanted to come visit him while he was in the hospital. And that included Princess Alexandra, who is played by Lily Meter from the Chickasha area. And then we also have Melanie Bilyeu, who is playing a countess who comes to visit. And so we have a lot of actors that are being pushed to their limits to play these multiple characters and make them believable.
who was the bad manager?
That was Jesse, who we mentioned earlier. Okay. Yes, he plays
Waylon
Ross, the
Hudson
manager.
In the show?
And Waylon Hudson. So he's the bad manager of the Pinheads. So all of these people that were made into sideshow attractions because of their deformities, at least in our research and the presentation of this script, they were not treated well. You know, they were just for money. And so Waylon and Jesse have got to have some fun, you know, being these mean guys who are just slapping on some costumes and makeup on these people to make a buck.
Right. Did we mention Callie?
Oh, no. We have Callie Alderman, who is playing Mrs. Kendall. And Mrs. Kendall is a fictional character that is kind of a combination of a couple of people from John Merrick's life. And she is an actress who was kind of a companion for him for many of his years in the hospital. And she became a regular visitor, as well as Princess Alexandra. But this script focuses more on the relationship between Mrs. Kendall and John Merrick.
Let's talk about the tech crew and the folks that are behind the scenes.
Okay, so we have Kenan Caldwell from the Chickasha area, and he is our assistant director and backstage manager. We also have Nikki Palisano from the Chickasha area, who is our understudy and backstage crew member, who's been helping keep things running for us. And then I'm the director, and that's it for right now. We are also open if anybody else would like to join us. We have room for two more, and so if anybody would like to get in on it in the backstage kind of area, we can put you in the booth or backstage. But we have a small group right now, but we're helpful to have more.
Let's talk about, there's going to be two more performances for the community theater Before the end of the year.
Yes. So we have a production going on at Shakespeare Wine Company in Chickasha, and that'll be the first week of October. It is the Complete History of Comedy. So if you were able to come out around the same time last year, you may have saw the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged. It was an outside wine theater, and we have the same guys back. The director is Marcus Bilyeu, and then you have your actors Ian Pugh, C.W. Barcher, and Aaron Bilyeu, and they are putting on a great comedy show for are outside, and hopefully Oklahoma won't be too mean to us that time of year. And then we also have Fiddler on the Roof coming up. Their auditions are in September. I believe it's right after we close Elephant Man. And then their performance dates are in November, right before Thanksgiving. And so that show has roles for multiple ages to come out and audition for.
It's a good one. All right. Shannon, thanks for coming in today. Ford, thank you very much for coming in and being part of the program. And again, Shannon, give us the dates for The Elephant Man.
September 4th through the 6th at 7:30 p.m. and September 7th at 2 p.m. at the Ouachita Theater in Chickasha.
And go to the website.
Yes, www.chickashatheater.org for more information.
Great. Thanks so much. Shannon Bilyeu and Ford Filson from the Chickasha Community Theater on our program today. And a big thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors, Community Bank of Oklahoma, and Stanley Systems for being with us.